This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing on Friday, and Blinken said Washington is, quote-unquote, fully prepared to impose sanctions over China's support for Russia's defense industry. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul, South Korea.
For Blinken, a main priority is stopping Beijing's support for Russia's war in Ukraine.
In our discussions today, I made clear that if China does not address this problem, we will.
The United States doesn't accuse China of directly supplying weapons to Russia. Instead, U.S. officials say China is sending the items that go into Russian weapons, like microchips and machine tools. Blinken said the U.S. may enact sanctions to stop that cooperation, though analysts say that may be tricky. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
U.S. officials say military officials at the Pentagon are expected to announce about $6 billion in long-term military aid to Ukraine. It will include much sought-after munitions for Patriot air defense systems and other weapons. The officials say the aid package will be funded through the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative, which pays for longer-term contracts with the defense industry and means it could take many months or years for the weapons to arrive. The official spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss details not yet made public. Officials say Egypt on Friday is sending a high-level delegation to Israel in the hope of reaching a ceasefire agreement in Gaza with Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group said its fired anti-tank missiles and artillery shells at an Israeli military convoy. This is VOA News. A Turkish court sentenced a Syrian woman to life in prison on Friday over a 2022 bombing that killed six people in Istanbul's main shopping street. A copy of the verdict obtained by Reuters showed six Turkish citizens, two members each of three families, were killed in the attack on November 13, 2022. The explosion also wounded about 100 people in the busy street packed with shoppers and tourists. The court imposed a total of seven life sentences on the woman previously identified by police as the person who planted the bomb. The U.S. is pulling troops from Chad and Niger as the African nations question its counterterrorism role. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Pentagon says that the U.S. will relocate most of the approximately 100 forces it has deployed in Chad and the majority of the 1,000 U.S. personnel assigned to Niger. The withdrawal puts a dent in the U.S. military's efforts to counter violent extremist organizations across the Sahel region. Niger has experienced political insecurity. Chad's presidential election is May 6th, and both have seen an uptick in influence from Russia and China. Russian military trainers arrived in Niger earlier this month with Russian equipment to reinforce Niger's air defenses. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There are new rules for U.S. poultry producers to reduce salmonella in certain frozen chicken products, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The regulations take effect in 2025. At that point, salmonella will be considered an adulterant, a contaminant that can cause foodborne illness when it's detected above certain levels in frozen breaded and stuffed raw chicken products. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says this is the first time the agency has declared salmonella as an adulterant in raw poultry, in the same way certain E. coli bacteria are regarded as contaminants. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says salmonella poisoning accounts for more than 1.3 million infections and about 420 deaths each year in the U.S. Donna Warder, Washington.
Vietnamese state media outlet VN Express reports the head of Vietnam's parliament has resigned. He's the latest member of senior government to leave office amid an ongoing anti-corruption campaign. His resignation takes place days after his assistant was arrested on charges of abusing his position and power for personal gain, according to various state media outlets. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.